Tonight's Shia Simit Taf Kuf Nun Hey and Taf Kuf Nun Vav. Taf Kuf Nun Hey, Dine Tfilin Vitzitzis Betisha B'Av. Talachas Tfilin Vitzitzis on Tisha B'Av Sif Aleph. No Hagin Shalola Haniach Tfilin Betisha B'Av Shachris Velo Talis. The minig is not to wear Tfilin Tisha B'Av in the morning nor a Talis. El Aloiv Shin Talis Koton Tachas Begodin Below Brocha. But one would wear a Talis Koton beneath the clothing without a Brocha. Ube Mincha Menich and Sitzis. By mincha they'll put the tzitzis on, or talis, utfilin, and tfilin, umavarch aleim with bracha. Mishnah Berura sifkan alef nohagin, the minig is not to wear tfilin or talis tisha b'av in the morning, al pimesh based on the medrash, bitza emrosa biza porfira delay zatalis, that his talis was torn. Hishlich mishamayim eres teferis yisrael zutfilin, the teferis tfilin was tossed to the ground. So in the avelus, we have this metaphor of the torn talis and the tefillin rejected, so we don't wear talis and tefillin in the morning. Sifkan beis below bracha, we wear a talis koton without a bracha. Umikol malkam, however, in peshata b'layla, if the talis koton was taken off in the evening, yesh oimim, some say, shetzarech levarach ha-baboyka, that you do need to make a bracha in the morning. So based on this, Shlomo Zalman and others say, so don't take it off, because if you take it off, now you get into machlekes in the morning, do you make a bracha when you put it on? So they recommended to wear your talis katan all night on Tisha B'Av, even though you wouldn't any other night of the year. They say for Tisha B'Av to wear it, and therefore you'd avoid the shayla in the morning, do you need a bracha or not? Now it happens to be, there are some people who have this practice of wearing talis katan when they sleep at night. I believe it's based on an Arizal. And supposedly it's a Shemira. I found in one of the Svarim I was looking that that's only if you're in a room without a mezuzah. So say, if you're in a regular home with a mezuzah, you don't need a talis katan when you sleep because you have Shemira. But if you're in a hotel, you're in a place without a mezuzah, then you could talk about the Arizal who said to wear talis katan when you sleep at night because you don't have any Shemira. There's no mezuzah.
So the Arizal didn't wear.
This is where I saw, I think it was Shulchan Gavoh, one of this four wanted to say, not Stam Ezo, he wore talis, he was left outside, whatever it is, if there's no mezuzah, you need a talis katan when you sleep. But not Stam.
But there's no mitzvah tzitzis, how could it be a
shmir? Shmir has nothing to do with that. You don't have to be a kindness to be a shmir, it's a shmir.
If you're
not wearing
a talis on Tisha B'Av, why not wear a talis katan?
That's a good question. If we're not wearing talis, so why wear talis katan? So he brings a note that... I know I saw it, it was a site over here, over here. He says, you don't want to go without anything. You don't want to go without a chetzah shal mitzvah, a beged mitzvah. It used to be, we once mentioned, that when people wore tefillin all day, then they didn't wear talis katan. The talis katan all day came when we stopped wearing tefillin all day. When it became that we couldn't wear tefillin all day, that's the story of talis katan. But until then, no one wore talis katan all day. You wore talis, you wore tefillin. You wore tefillin against tug. Talis katan under our clothing, a God's tug, became the practice when they stopped wearing film all the time. So we don't want to go without without wearing.
And what's the limit of like if I get up Shabbos morning at 6 o'clock in the summer,
uh-huh.
I'll wait till 9 o'clock to make a bracha on talis. Like why is chatzos a problem if I'm going to make a bracha eventually?
On Tisha B'Av?
Yeah.
Tisha of the morning, it's more severe. But in the afternoon, it's
no,
less.
No, so why is there a problem with not making a bracha? I'll make a bracha eventually. I mean, I always go with a talis katan without making a bracha. Let's say if I wake up 5 o'clock on Shabbos morning, and I do often,
right.
And I'll get dressed. Am I not supposed to put on my talis katan?
No, you're putting a talis katan. So the fact is like this. There is an inyan of making the bracha when you put on talis katan. The reason why most adult men do not make a bracha on talis katan is because you're going to make a bracha on your talis, and be most talis katan. But here, you're not going to make the bracha on talis for a long time.
So what does that mean? More than four hours?
I don't know. It's till the afternoon. That's the difference.
But is it better for me to lounge around in the morning in a bathroom?
No, you're not supposed to go dalaramas without the talis katan. You're supposed to put on right away. So you're not going to...
Even though I'm not going to daven for hours.
Right. So if katan gimel ubimincha in the afternoon they put on talis and tefillin with bracha sha'as yitzitzu eish v'mikdash, that's when the fire was lit on the beis hamikdash v'tama v'oneich b'mashe shafakach bracha chamaso beitzim v'avonim, and the sins were taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu pouring out his anger, Kava Yochol, on the wood and stone of the temple. V'yesh, or even some say, K'dei laharos nechom ve'avlenu b'yom, we want to show some nechomot on our avelos on the day of Tisha B'Av, so we wear Taos Tefillin in the afternoon. V'kol zehu l'kul yam rakli and tefillin. Now remember, this is an Indian of tefillin and talis. Yishum du mils de tali b'min hoge ba'amah, this is a matter of minig alone. But the other inuim are there all day long. There's no leniencies. People think, we learned the halacha, you're not shol b'shalom, so that's only until chatzos. After chatzos, I can say shalom aleichem. It's not true. There's nothing to think. That doesn't change after chatzos. What changes after chatzos is, you can sit on a chair, and you can wear tassin tefillin. That's it. Nothing else changed.
Everybody thinks
not
like that.
What?
I've come across so many people.
People think different, right. Sivkar and Dalad. Utfillin, Varogal Nech Tfilin Shabenatam, the one who wears a Benatam Tfilin, Yinech Kamata should wear now too. He says Rogel. I guess if you never did it before, you're not going to start in Tisha B'Av. But if you're the one who does it all the time, so Rada, then you would do it then also. Sivkar and Hem Varachin, Alei, and you make a bracha. Venir di Yizahair, Shlolikor Ata, Parshios, Kriyishma. It would make sense that you should not recite the parsha of Kriyishma or the parsha of Kriyishma when you put on tefillin in the afternoon. V'chein parsha of Kadesh or the parsha of Kadesh for those who do. Dal ke'es hurak ketkari b'Torah, because right now you're just reading in the Torah. V'tamat Torah sukol yom, and you're not allowed to learn Torah all day long. So we mentioned already that there are those who disagree with this psak, and they say that you do say Kriyishma, and they definitely have to be semichan, and this is not muskum lakol. So he brings this halacha that in the morning we're going to wear a talis katan under our clothes. And what about people who wear a talis katan over their clothes? So they're not supposed to wear a talis katan. It's like wearing a talis. So they bring that the stipler would wear his talis katan, but they say the pshat is over the shirt. The difference is, they say, is they always wear kapot on top of it. So it's anyway under the clothes. So it's under the clothes because they're not wearing it exposed.
Doesn't matter how far under.
Right. They wear it under the kapot. And even by the chassidim, who wear the talis katan over the shirts, they officially are supposed to wear a vest over the talis katan to keep it under another baggage. So it's called under the clothing. Se'if beis. Yesh mi shenoheg lishkab lo Tisha B'Av muteh al ha'aretz. There are those who have the practice of sleeping Tisha B'Av night on the floor. Who made some evan tachas rosho with a stone under the head in place of a pillow. V'yesh la'od mitzta'ar, the Ramah adds, one should be mitzta'ar b'inim ishkavo b'lo Tisha B'Av, he should be uncomfortable when he sleeps Tisha B'Av night. Shemar gil b'shnei karim, if he typically has two pillows, l'yishkav kim b'echad, just use one, even if you don't sleep on the floor and you don't have a rock under your head. V'yesh la'od mitzimun eventach smer shosayim, some will put a rock under their head, maybe under their pillow. Zeichel ma'ashenemer, fulfill the pasuk, v'yikach ma'avnei ha'malkom, shiroah ha'churban, when Yaakov Avinu saw the churban, v'ruch ha'kodesh, he took from the stones of the place and put it under his head. Miu, however, ubarois, pregnant women, she'enin yichorom litzta'er, that they can't endure this discomfort, enin chayavos koleil, they're not required to do this. V'yimat adem michvoidoi, umihana aso, b'tisha b'av, b'koma she'efsha. Person should minimize his personal covet and hana on Tisha B'Av, whatever possible. Mishtabur sifkan vav, muta ala aretz. So there are those who would sleep on the floor. Va'adam chalosh, a weak person, ain't tzarich lahach v'zeh shenat b'machmer, v'yishna al-mita, should sleep on a bed. Sivkan zayin miyu, however, ubaras pregnant women, v'adin, v'adam chalosh v'chanal, or a weak person, like we mentioned above. So they should not do this when they sleep. Sivkan ches, but in general, we try to minimize michvoido mehna aso, person's covered and pleasure. Asur la'ashen titun. Therefore, you may not smoke, shakayin rechrin, which is smoking, afilu be'arbet soymus, on any of the four fasts. V'kolosh kem Tisha B'Av, and zichron Tisha B'Av, knes ha'gadol. V'hichrim ve'oid, achakos v'shmim shem ashim Tisha B'Av, ha'yarol ha'nadol, so he's so machr about it, he says, if someone smokes in Tisha B'Av, you should put him in chayrin. So we would say, if you ever put him in chayrin. But anyways, so that was the knes ha'gadol. There are achoyim who are mekel. So someone who really needs to have his cigarette, he's really used to it or he's addicted. So he could be mekel after chatzois bitzina at home. Shai Tshuva writes this later on as well. So pashtus and halacha, we don't consider smoking, eating, or drinking. So it's a question of minimizing tainag and hana. You're supposed to minimize your pleasure. So in that regard, the person should minimize and not smoke. And if serves somebody, he has to. So he has this heter betzina bebeso after chatzis. But of course, we say one shouldn't smoke. The fellow calls me up and says, "Is he allowed to smoke on Pesach Chol HaMoed?" I said, "You're not allowed to smoke ever." Rabbi.
Come on.
Okay. Now, is there chametz in my cigarettes? There's no chametz issue with cigarettes. There are tshuvas about it.
Is there an issue with snuff?
I think it's the same thing.
What was it?
Snuff. As if it, oh. Any other form of tobacco. Then, you know, on Yom Kippur we do, but then it's not a question of memat b'hanasa. They just not allowed to eat. Simitav kufnun vov, Tisha B'Av shechal b'yom Yishom, Tisha B'Av occurs on Sunday. Sif Aleph. Le'al Tisha B'Av shechal b'echad b'Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av night is Matzoi Shabbos. Kesheroya haner omer, borei morei ha'esh, when you see a candle burning or a torch burning, you say the bracha borei morei ha'esh, ve'mavarach al b'sam, but no bracha on spices. Ubalel Matzoi Tisha B'Av Sunday night, after the fast, mavdil al ha'kois, you say havdala on ha'kois, and we don't make brachas on the candle, we don't make brachas on besamim. You should know, the halacha of making havdalah on a kais, Motzei Tisha B'Av, is more lenient than havdalah on the kais on Motzei Shabbos Chazon. So in the discussion of using grape juice or not, or wine or not, on Motzei Shabbos Chazon, on Motzei Tisha B'Av, it's even more lenient. The restriction of meat and wine from Motzei Tisha B'Av through Chatzos on Yud, that's much less than the Shavuot Shechabo, or even from the 9 days. So if one's Mekel then, for sure they'd be Mekel then, and Matzei Tisha B'Av as well. So if Katan Aleph, Kesheroya Haner V'chula, when you see the candle Matzoi Shabbos, you say Barim Moya Eish, they say, Ain't on Kos, you don't need a Becher, you don't need a Kais of wine, Ve'im Ezeb Meshem Tainig, there's not like there's any pleasure involved, Kamosh Yesh B'Besam, like there would be by B'Samim, that's why we don't make a Bach on the B'Samim, because of the Geshmak, of Matzah Shabbos, then Hashem is going out and it revives us, so we don't do that Matzah Shabbos. V'yivarech al ha'or kardim shekarn Echa, the minig is to make the bracha on Barei Ma'ari Ha'esh before we recite Echa, the Be'echa Kasiv, because the Pasuk says, B'machashakim hoshivani, that you had me sit in the dark. V'alkein yivarech techil al ma'or, so make a bracha on the light, v'gam shiyana achach me'arosh ha'kshon Echa, and besides, we benefit from the light as we read Echa. If he forgot to make the bracha before Echa, he can make the bracha any time that evening. The chiv remains with him. Sifkan Beizu B'Leil Motzoi Tisha B'Av on Sunday night. U'B'Leil Tishva Ma'ad B'Tfila. So when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, you say Atachanatanu, you say in Shmona Esrei Havdalah. The Afa Pisha Ein Yochel Lahavda Azlakos, even though you can't make Havdalah on the Kos. If you forgot to add havdol and shmon esrei, ain't so chlach, so we don't go back. Because he'll make havdol on the kois Sunday night. Now the women who don't know the daven marav, so they said no havdol on motzei shabbos and shmon esrei. So every man has to instruct the women that on the tainus itself, they shouldn't do any malacha, like lighting a fire to cook for Motzei Tisha B'Av, ad sheyoy mahamadon kashachol. So we already do this Motzei Shabbos, so don't wait for Sunday afternoon, that the women should say, Baruch hamadon kashachol. See if cotton gimel, then Motzei Tisha B'Av, we're mavdal ha'kais, we make havdalah on a becher, ve'ein sorach lahavdu with tefillin. Now, in Sunday night diving, there's no havdalah in Shemon Esrei, kimei shehivdom esmo, that was supposed to be Motzei Shabbos. Even if I forgot Motzei Shabbos to say Atachanatanu, Gam Kei Nira De Ein Tzarech At Lahav De Tfila, it would appear that there's no putting that into the Sunday night Shmon Esrei Shekvar Cholav Shaita, because the time for it has gone. The Sag Yemei Sheyavda Atal HaKos, it's sufficient just to make Avdala on the Kos. Isa B'Maharil, the Maharil says, Kishehichshich B'Eirich B'Roi P'Yah Gefen V'Avdala. When it got dark, Motzei Tisha B'Av, Sunday night, he would say, Havdola, Bar Pia Gofen, Imkin Mashma Shemut Lahavdol Yain, implying you could drink wine, U'Mashma Shemut Lishtos Ba'atso, the implication is he could drink himself, V'Nitzarech Litlon Tik, you don't have to give to a child. This is what we said, that here's no discussion about that. That's only Motzei Shabbos Chazon. The Havdola starts with Bar Pia Gofen.
There's no hina kelish wasi. That's only for Matzah Shabbos. The same way we do on Matzah Yontif. Right, Matzah Yontif, the same thing. Bar Pia Gafin and the Bracha Havdol. So here too, on Sunday night, it's just the Bar Pia Gafin. We're not doing Ner, we're not doing Psamim, and straight the Bracha Madam.
If a person ate by mistake before making Havdalah, do they have to say
not Sunday night. Sivkan Dal, the Eidim of Aruch Lo al Aner, so Sunday night, there's no bracha on Aner, afil lo birich al Aner, even if you forgot to make the bracha on the Aner, Matzah Shabbos, the Eidim of Aruch al Aner, Ela Matzah Shabbos, Bizman Sheniva, we only make the bracha on Aner, Matzah Shabbos, that's when the light was created, the fire was created. Sivkan Hey, V'lal B'Sam, there's no bracha on B'Sam either, T'mishom Nefesh Yaseira, the whole purpose is Nefesh Yaseira, Gam came as a Shabbos daf because that's only a Matzah Shabbos, could the Eir Sim Reisai Tes, if that can Reisai Tes. The reason we don't do it on Matzah Shabbos is because of the Tainuk. That's the Shartzi and Sifkan Aleph. It's too much Tainuk, so we don't do that Matzah Shabbos. Now, if there's a woman who's eating on this Tisha B'Av, an adult who needs Havdalah before she eats, and especially in the case of Tisha B'Av Nidcha,
a man who's ill,
so this Sunday, with the Halachas is telling us to make Havdalah Sunday night, but they didn't have Havdalah before Sunday night. So the Poskim say that ideally they would make Havdalah on Chama Medina, and we recommend orange juice. And then the question is, who drinks from the Havdalah? A woman can make Havdalah herself. She may give to a Tinik to drink. If there's no one else, she could drink herself. So I've often said that I see no reason why her husband can't make Havdalah. He can't drink it. But he can make the Havdalah. He can make Havdalah Sunday afternoon at Chatzos. He's bringing a face of Chatzos. So he can make Havdalah Chatzos on orange juice. Give it the oranges to a child to drink, and that's it. And then what's a Tisha B'Av? He doesn't make Havdalah again. He's done. He's just Havdalah. In other words, the din of making Havdalah Sunday night is because we're assuming everyone's fasting until Sunday night. So you make Havdalah Sunday night. But the reality is, if there's someone who needs Havdalah before Sunday night, you can make Havdalah before Sunday night, and you eat Havdalah. And then Sunday night, you just eat, even if it's Matzah Shabbos, wherever they have to eat. They have to make Havdalah before they eat. So you make Havdalah. Now there are those who want to say you can eat without Havdalah, because there's no Havdalah. You have to eat. But Lamaisa, the other person disagrees. So make Havdalah. What does it hurt? Make Havdalah. And you could be Yotze without Havdalah too. It's not like you have to be Yotze Sunday night. So you make Havdalah. And you make it orange juice and give it to a child to drink, and that's it, and you're done.
And then Bracha. What happens?
B'samim,
there's no
hetzer
from
b'samim
just because they have to eat.
B'samim is, the halach is you don't use b'samim on Matzah Shabbos.
Somebody is eating
on Matzah Shabbos. Are they allowed to smell b'samim too? Yeah. Are they allowed to smoke a cigarette too? No, they're only supposed to do k'dei chayiv.
No, b'samim there's an
Indian. No, we don't do any extra hanos. Only k'dei, whatever they need for because of their condition.
Okay.